please don't put your faith in market forces. It is a popular idea that Adam Smith's invisible hand would do a better job of designing care than leaders with plans can do. I do not agree. I find little evidence anywhere that market forces, bluntly used, that is, just consumer choice among an array of products with competitors fighting it out, leads to the healthcare system that you want and need.
This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. That voice is the voice of Donald Berwick, who the president is posting at the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Studies without Senate confirmation, making use of a recess appointment while Congress is out of town on the 4th of July recess. With me now to talk about why he thinks that is the wrong move for multiple reasons is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, who represents his state's 6th congressional district. He's also the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, which is the coalition of House conservatives. In addition to all that, he's also a practicing physician. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate the opportunity to be back with you.
We'll get to the tenor of those comments and actually one other clip over the next few minutes. But first of all, let's talk about the process here. A lot of folks are very upset with the fact that Mr. Berwick, in a very important position that he's been nominated for, won't actually have to undergo Senate scrutiny. Obviously, the recess appointment does exist. So what's your reaction to all this?
Well, this is just another piece of evidence that this administration, the Obama administration, is not interested in working with anybody. They believe they have the best ideas on everything, and that that they are just going to impose their will on the American people. There were no hearings on Dr. Berwick. There was no public testimony that was allowed. There were no votes on this nomination. It's like they didn't even try, because they knew if they held those hearings that the evidence would dictate that the American people would stand up and scream, goodness gracious, we can't have this fellow running the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It's just outrageous.
When is the recess appointment an acceptable tactic?
Well, I think when there's been a roadblock that's been put in place after a period of deliberation in the Senate. The Senate is supposed to advise and consent on presidential nominations. There has been no process that has allowed even the airing, public airing, of where Dr. Berwick stands on anything. So the American people don't know that this is a fellow who believes strongly in denying care to patients. He believes strongly in rationing of care. He believes that the government knows best about what kind of medical decisions should be made for you and for your family. We simply don't believe that's the case, and I believe strongly that when the American people appreciate the outrageous positions that this gentleman takes, that they will object strenuously as well.
Let's talk about what we just heard there at the beginning of our conversation, and that's that he believes market forces left to themselves will never do as well as government leaders with plans. How do you respond to that?
Well, this is always, something that the left brings up, that they believe that the government knows best, that they can make better decisions for you. But I don't. We simply don't believe that. But we know that when there's a big government, there are small citizens. We believe in small government and big citizens. And when we allow citizens to act on in their own best interests, with their families and with the counsel and advice of a trusting and caring physician, that the best medical decisions are made. What Dr. Berwick supports is a system that has been run in England that he touts as the model for ideal health care, that actually rations care, denies care based upon your age, whether or not you have other diseases, how severe the disease that you have, how much it will cost, and whether it's, their words, quote, cost-effective, unquote, or not, for society to treat you. I don't believe the American people believe that the federal government ought to be making these decisions. It's just anti-American.
Congressman, in your statement today, you specifically expressed concern about what Mr. Berwick's philosophy towards what the medical system ought to look like is especially dangerous for seniors. Explain why.
Well, seniors are the ones, the vast majority of seniors receive their health care through Medicare itself. And 97% of seniors receive their medical care through the Medicare system itself. And this is the gentleman who is going to be in charge of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. He's the one that's going to be putting in place the program that will enact the law that was signed by the president earlier this year, but that will determine how the rules are interpreted for the provision of health care for all seniors in this country. And he is the individual, again, who who has supported, endorsed publicly, and adamantly believes that the rationing of care, that the denying of care to some Americans is appropriate. We just don't believe that.
We're talking with Georgia Congressman Tom Price. And Congressman, the argument I believe we heard multiple times from Democrats during the whole health care bill debate was that rationing already exists. Right now, though, it's the insurance companies that do it. So perhaps the government can have a better approach to how different decisions are made and what types of treatments get covered. What's the validity of that argument as far as you can tell?
Well, absolutely none. It's another canard. The left will always wants us to believe that it's either the insurance companies in charge of health care or it's the government in charge of health care. We believe strongly that it ought to be neither, that it ought to be patients in charge of health care, patients and their families and doctors. H.R. 3400 was the alternative that we put forward over a year ago that we believe centers around what I call patient-centered health care, which is a system that puts in place appropriate rules and regulations and a model that allows patients and families and doctors to make those medical decisions. It isn't just the government or insurance companies, one or the other, that's in charge. There is a better way, because the status quo, as you and I have talked about extensively in the past, the status quo is unacceptable. That doesn't mean that it has to be government running the show.
Congressman, there's another issue, of course, as far as government involvement and how the healthcare system is run. The clip we played earlier was from a speech Berwick gave in England about 2 years ago. Here's another clip from that same address.
Any healthcare funding plan that is just, equitable, civilized, and humane must redistribute wealth from the richer among us to the poorer and the less fortunate. Excellent healthcare is by definition redistributional.
What's your reaction to that?
Well, I just get sad when I hear those kinds of statements, and it ought to send a chill up and down the spine of every single American. This is now the individual who's in charge of medical services for the seniors and the less fortunate in our society, and he believes that government knows best, that government ought to be making these decisions, that government ought to be taking from one person and giving to another, which means government is picking winners and losers. And in the area of health, when government picks winners and losers, it gets to decide who lives and who dies. It's a very dangerous situation.
Final question before we let you go, Congressman. Since it is a recess appointment, my understanding is that he will be in office only to the end of the current Congress, which is just a few months from now. Does that give you any solace?
Well, it does on the one hand, because I don't believe he would be able to be confirmed by the Senate, and so he will have his tenure end at the end of the year. But on the other hand, 6 months is a long time, and people can do a lot of damage in 6 months. In the last 18 months, we've seen a lot of damage done to our country, and I just shudder to think what this fellow will do in the next 6 months at CMS.
Well, Congressman, another major development in a debate that has the American people not very happy if you look at the latest polls about the health care bill in general. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Georgia Congressman Tom Price, a Republican from the state's 6th Congressional District. He's the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the Coalition of House Conservatives, and he's a practicing physician. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.